Today we received word that Glenn Frey has died. He was one of the founding members of the Eagles, and he was one of the key songwriters for that influential band. Frey was 67. He'd been fighting a variety of medical problems. Joining us to discuss his impact is our music reviewer, Tom Moon. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
I have such a strong association with the sound of the Eagles. It is like guitars and driving on the West Coast in the summer. Talk about what this band created with their unique sound.
With the top down and the, you know, the hair blowing backward. Basically, they codified and gave us a framework for California rock. And they did it not once, but over and over again. They sort of created and built on mythology that had been started by people like Jackson Browne and Buffalo Springfield and some other people. But what they did was they took those ideas of being out in the desert and on the Pacific Coast Highway, and they made it immediately accessible. And you hear that right away in one of their first hits from 72, Take It Easy.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me, 1 says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
And what was Glenn Frey's role in this band?
Well, the Eagles were one of those rare bands that had several singers and multiple songwriters, and their roles shift from song to song. He is one of the principal songwriters and was responsible, along with Don Henley, for writing a lot of their hits. They had 24 top 40 singles.
Wow.
Which is kind of mind-blowing. And on some of those, Glenn wrote but didn't sing them. On others, he wrote and co-wrote and then did sing them. On the 1975 record, One of These Nights, a hit for him was this great song, Lion Eyes.
I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lion eyes.
He also had a successful career beyond the Eagles. Talk about his other projects.
Yeah, he had a solo career. He had a big hit in 1985 with The Heat Is On. He was an actor. He was on Miami Vice in an episode called Smuggler's Blues that was sort of centered around a song that he wrote. He was also on Nash Bridges. He was in the film Jerry Maguire. He was one of those people that did a lot in his career. And he didn't just write a lot of great songs, but he also sort of embodied that California spirit.
One song he wrote but did not sing on, which seems like an appropriate note to conclude on as we remember Glenn Frey, was Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now.
Yeah, that to me is kind of the quintessential Eagles moment. It was not a hit at the time, but it really captures that idea of the mythology, that sound. There's a lot of dust in it. There's this kind of vaguely ancient feeling to it. It could have been written at the turn of the century, you know, in the 1890s. It has gold dust quality, and it's just a beautiful classic song, and it sort of sums up what people think of when they think about the Eagles.
That's music critic Tom Moon remembering Glenn Frey, who has died at the age of 67. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the night time.